I actually think Gordon Brown is ideal for the job because he knows what he's doing. The other two, I don't have an idea.
Yeah.
There is one election battle this Thursday where Gordon Brown's enduring popularity could well be the critical factor in a Labour victory in Dunfermline and West Fife. This is where Gordon and Sarah Brown live, in a large detached house overlooking the Firth of Forth and some 15 miles from Brown's hometown of Kirkcaldy. And this is where the Browns will vote on Thursday. The Prime Minister and his wife signed the nomination papers for Labour's candidate Thomas Doherty. But for the last 4 years, this has been a Liberal Democrat seat, and one which Labour is desperate to win back. So I'm with Thomas Doherty, Labour candidate Finn Crossgates, a small working class village to the east of Dunfermline.
The key thing in this general election, the thing that we're talking about and voters talking about to us, is they're picking one or two men to be the Prime Minister. And we all know that's either going to be Gordon Brown or David Cameron. Here, particularly in Fife, people are really proud of the fact that Gordon's a local man. And what people are saying to us is that even if they'd flirted with the Liberal Democrats in the past, they are coming back to Labour, both for a negative reason to keep Cameron out, but for genuine positive reasons, and that's that they want Gordon to be our local Prime Minister.
How are you finding the issue about the two aircraft carriers is working on the doorstep? Is that having a great deal of traction? I mean, the Lib Dems have complained to me privately that they're quite annoyed because the Lib Dems support the aircraft carriers too, but everybody seems to think this is just a Labour-only policy.
I think that Mr Rennie needs to go and look at his own manifesto. It very clearly spells out that the Lib Dems will not guarantee the second aircraft carrier, and people are massively concerned about this. This is a huge employment issue, both in terms of people who work directly at the dockyard, but we also have the refit and refurbishment contracts for those two carriers for the next 35 years.
Let's go knock on some doors.
Absolutely.
You always voted election.
Always voted Labour. I started for the age 18th, third vote.
And do you think your friends and neighbours, do you think you're picking
up? All my family does that, they all vote for Labour as well.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Great stuff, yeah.
The people that look good in a suit are great, but take the boy that has the brains, not the one that looks good.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and that's how Nick Clegg and all that's winning all this on the telly because they look good. But I think they should go back. Above
Gordon
that, they should have the brains, not the
looks. I watched all the debates. I didn't think he did that. They kept saying the same thing. I'm the man to lead, you know. But the others, to me, were mere forceful.
A constituency which embraces the Forth Bridge and Rosyth Naval Dockyard, Dunfermline and West Fife is an extension of Brown's backyard. Before boundary changes in 2005, Brown represented part of the seat. His early political career was defined in part by his battling to defend jobs at Rosyth. So the Lib Dem candidate Willie Rennie knows he has a fight on his hands, defending a slender 1,800-vote majority. Labour lost the seat to Rennie in a by-election in early 2006, when thousands of Labour voters stayed at home. Rennie is still bullish. Forget Gordon Brown. He isn't the candidate in Dunfermline and West Fife.
You got all you need?
No, not yet.
Okay, right. See you later, Audrey.
Willie Rennie is about to start delivering Liberal Democrat newspapers in the housing estate at Rosyth near the famous dockyard and naval base in what is a very, very strong Labour area.
Yeah, I mean, this part of the world has changed quite a bit, and there's been huge numbers of people from Edinburgh who've moved over here. Hundreds and hundreds of people who were traditionally Labour, brought up in a traditional Labour family, are saying they're just fed up with the Labour Party taking them for granted and they want somebody who's going to fight for the area.
You have an interesting dynamic here. You've got Nick Clegg becoming far more popular, far better known, but the difficulty you have, of course, is you've also got Gordon Brown, local resident.
Some people like what he does and others don't. So I think overall it probably balances each other out.
There's this whole debate and argument about the two aircraft carriers. Labour insists they will build the aircraft carriers. They claim that you guys are wavering on the second aircraft carrier.
I mean, they're making it up. And it's the kind of tactics the Labour Party have sort of stooped to now, is that they just fabricate differences between the parties. I've been the strongest advocate possible for these aircraft carriers. I mean, I fought against them being delayed by 2 years, which has cost jobs for the area, and it actually cost the taxpayer an extra £1 billion. I fought to make sure that the aircraft carriers were going to be refitted here. And look at the submarines that they've dumped at the dockyard. The Prime Minister promised that the dockyard would not turn into a dumping ground. That was 17 years ago, and he's done nothing about it when he was in power.